views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week, I share a tool to help you make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Then we open up the phone lines for your calls, and this is your chance to get some intuitive coaching on an issue or problem that's been keeping you stuck, and also earn a free 30-minute coaching session with me in the process. But first, we're going to start with our healing meditation like we do each week. And today, we're going to leave it general. So think of something, a situation in the world or in your personal life that you would like to have healing and love sent to, or maybe even just something within yourself that needs healing. And just keep that in the forefront of your mind as we do this and send your love and healing to that situation or person. So let's start by taking a deep breath in and release that. One more deep breath in and release. And thank you for sending love and healing into the world. So I'm going to share this week's light bulb moment in just a moment, but I do want to remind you that once I do the light bulb moment, then we're going to be opening up the phone lines for you to get free coaching on the air. And I'm going to give you the number now. You can start calling in now while I'm giving the light bulb moment. So the number is 800-930-2819. And you know, this can be any problem or issue that's taking place in your life that you'd like a little bit of help with. Again, the number is 800-930-2819. And every caller that I speak to on the air gets a free 30-minute coaching session with me also. So that's a nice little incentive because I know sometimes people are shy to talk on the air. But while people are calling in, let me share this week's light bulb moment. And, you know, it's most of these light bulb moments, well, I'd say all of them, come from my own personal experience. And many of you know that I moved a couple of weeks ago, and one of the things that I really didn't like about living in downtown Seattle the past year was that over many years, I've had a walking routine in the morning, and that's my form of exercise, and it's also a form of meditation for me, and I've talked about that on the show, too, about talking out loud to myself while I'm walking, which helps me process things and brings in inspiration and creativity. Well, one of the things I'm loving about the new place I live is that it's just a few blocks from the Green River Trail, and so I've reinstituted that morning walk that had kind of gone by the wayside for the last year, and I'm enjoying it so much, and just being around nature again is really restorative for me. But that's not what the story is about, but it happened on my walk one day last week. So I've been exploring different places along the Green River Trail that I like to walk, and I was walking a new one last Thursday, and it actually wasn't on the Green River Trail. It was across the river, and it was on a country road, I'd call it. It wasn't even really wide enough to be a two-lane road. And as I was walking along, I reached a place where there was a pedestrian bridge over the river, and, you know, part of there was covered area there. And so people had taken advantage of that covered area to, you know, out and probably party a little bit. And I know this because there was a lot of their garbage left behind. And as I was walking, I, of course, noticed this, and, you know, it made me kind of sad. Here I am in a very natural setting where there's a lot of beauty, natural beauty around, and then there's this garbage. And it's really kind of one of my pet peeves is people that can't pick up after themselves and, you know, ruin the experience for everyone else as well. But, you know, I mean, so I noticed it. I kind of had that momentary thought of, oh, gee, this really makes me feel sad. And I kept going. And, you know, I walked on for maybe 10 more minutes and then I turned around to head back. Well, as I was approaching that same area, I saw that there was a pickup truck pulled off to the side of the road and there was this elderly man doing something. And until I got closer, I couldn't really tell what he was doing. But as I got closer, I saw he was picking up the garbage. He had one of those grabber things on the end of a stick, and he was picking up the garbage. And so when I got close enough to where he could hear me, I told him thank you for doing that. And because it was really, it meant a lot to me that somebody cared enough to do that. And his response was so, it warmed my heart, and it really was eye-opening to me in some ways. What he said with a big grin on his face was, well, you know, it gives me something to do. I don't want to spend my life in a rocking chair. And what the part that resonated for me most was the thing about him smiling and saying, it gives me something to do. So he was viewing the fact that people who left their garbage there were doing a benefit to him. I won't say doing him a favor, but there was a benefit in what I would call their bad behavior to him. It gave him a purpose in life, and he actually was grateful for having that chore to do or that job to do because it kept him active in his life. And it just really hit me. Wow, you know, I've been someone who believes that everything that happens is for my benefit in some way, even though I may not recognize it. But really seeing to me, I would say joy at having something to do that kept him active really reinforced that for me in kind of a different way. And, you know, I just love that. And of course, I love the fact that he didn't want to spend his life in a rocking chair either, and that he was doing something about that. He wasn't just going to be relegated to sitting in his recliner watching TV like way too many people do when they retire. And I think just out of a lack of knowing what else to do with themselves more than anything else. And as I thought about it, another thing that really was of a benefit to me from this particular experience was that, you know, I realized that if I had not said anything to him, if I hadn't verbally thanked him for what he was doing, then I never would have heard his perspective. I never would have heard his story, and I wouldn't have gotten the benefit of his joy at doing this chore. And so for me, that also reinforced how important it is for us to tell people that we appreciate what they're doing. You know, we take so much of it for granted, or for me personally, I know that I, you might be surprised given, you know, the forum here, but I can be a little bit shy, and I'm not always going to say to a stranger anything. You know, I mean, I might just keep going, but I really appreciated it so much that I got out of that little shell that I can sometimes have and said thank you to him. And so I loved that I got this great reinforcement back for saying thank you to him, that I really got some value and joy, really, out of his response. So let's talk about this as a light bulb moment and how you can do this for yourself. And what I'm asking you to do for yourself is, number one, find the benefit in every situation, and be more deliberate about thanking people. So, you know, as I said, I totally believe that everything that happens in life has a benefit to me in some way. And so, you know, whatever is going on, ask yourself, how can I make this be a benefit for me? Because sometimes we get so in the moaning, groaning, oh, this is awful thing, that if we can just turn that 180 degrees and say, what benefit is there for me in this situation, then we can snap out of that. And, you know, it might not always be obvious, but just believing, truly believing that there is a benefit to you is going to make you feel better, even if in the moment you can't find exactly what it is. Secondly, take action to create the life you want. This man was not going to be relegated to sitting in a rocking chair. If you don't want to be sitting in a rocking chair, then take action to make that be different and let him be an example to you of that. And lastly, make a point of saying thank you and expressing appreciation when you notice someone going out of their way to do something nice or good. And he wasn't doing it for the thanks, even though there was nobody there to witness it until I walked up. And that is even more important for saying thank you to people when they're doing something like that, and especially when you normally wouldn't. I'm saying that for me, but I bet there are other people like me out there who would notice, who would appreciate it, but would never say anything. Express that appreciation. So we're going to take a short break here in a minute, but I do just want to remind you that the phone lines are open. If you want to receive some on-air coaching, you can call in now at 800-930-2819. Again, the number to call is 800-930-2819. And I want to just give you a little rundown of the rules around winning the 30-minute coaching sessions. So anyone who calls to speak to me on the air is going to receive a free coaching session. If we run out of time and I can't take your call, you're still going to get that free session. Give your name, phone number, and email to Benny when you call in. And if for some reason after you give Benny the info, you hang up and you don't stay on the line, then sorry, you don't get the free session. And people who've won a free session with me in the last 6 months aren't eligible. So if you fit into all those other categories, and they're really not that hard rules to fit into, give a call at 800-930-2819. I'd love to talk to you. All right. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
How do you feel when you hear the word retirement? What does that mean? Good question. You are unique, and you deserve an individual plan to help you achieve your definition of retirement. Jeff Packman, financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial, invites you to attend a special evening to learn about how to more confidently make informed choices. Call Packman Brown & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington at 425-372-4813 today for a formal invitation to the September 16th seminar. Hors d'oeuvres, refreshments, and parking will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
We are back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about how to start viewing everything that happens in your life as a benefit, and not only taking bad things and shifting them to a benefit, but actively looking for how can I turn this particular situation into a benefit for me. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that, but I do also want to let you know that the phone lines are open. If you'd like to receive some on-air coaching, you can call in now at 800-930-2819. And as I mentioned, I'm going to be giving away a free 30-minute coaching session to each person who calls in to speak with me live on the air. So I would love to hear from you. Any kind of issue that's going on in your life, I'd be happy to help you with some intuitive coaching, 800-930-2819. Well, you know, as I was preparing for the show today, and, you know, I was thinking about this situation that happened last week, it reminded me also that I, throughout my life, and, you know, especially in the last 5, 6, 7 years, I've really been focused on the fact that I do believe that the universe is a beneficent place, that, you know, instead of being paranoid, there was a book I got introduced to maybe 5 or 6 years ago called Pronoia, meaning that instead of thinking they're out to get you, think that they're out to support you. And so, you know, it was, you know, since it was in my consciousness, I was thinking about some other things that have been going on in my life very recently, where this is showing up in a slightly different way. And so one of those ways that it's showed up for me very significantly and is something I want to share with you for yourself as well is, you know, the number one step to shifting from paranoia to pronoia is to stop being a victim. You have to really think and believe that whatever is happening for you, not to you. And you know, I had never thought of myself as a victim consciously. I mean, I would never have called myself a victim, and I didn't think that the way that I approached life was as a victim. And then maybe 6 months or so ago, I was doing a session with the energy healer I work with, Wendy, and something came up where she brought that up, and I'm like, what do you mean? I don't think I'm a victim. I don't play that game of, you know, being in the victim mentality. Well, you know what? Yes, I do, and yes, I did, and throughout my entire life, but I hadn't realized that that's what my perspective was until then. And let me just share with you how it showed up for me. So the way it showed up for me is that I have been through 99% of my life, that's something I'm working on a lot, but I have been a people pleaser. I have made a lot of choices and decisions in my life based on not wanting people to be upset with me. Well, that, I'm being a victim in that place because I'm not doing what's best for me or what's right for me. I'm doing what they want because of a fear that I have. And my fear, I got clear on this very well. I will say I've known this for a while, but I got clear on it at a different level very recently. And it's related to a fear of abandonment. I have grown up with this idea that if I don't do what you want, then you won't love me. You'll leave me. And so I had chosen through the majority of my life to do what other people wanted so that I wouldn't be left. And I put up with a lot. And this was something that came up again when Wendy was here to do the house clearing with me 10 days ago. And, you know, she said to me, you still have that remnant of putting up with things. And it showed up in the energy clearing, and I'll share with you in a minute how it showed up. But so we don't have to be a victim from the perspective of being abused. It's really self-abuse when you allow other people to be more important than yourself. So it's starting by loving yourself. And, you know, the quote-unquote bad energy that was in this new apartment of mine was all about violence against women, whether something like that had happened here or if that energy signature was here from other events that were like that. That's how it was all showing up. And here is where I turned that around. It was here for my benefit to finally work through and let go of making choices out of fear, making choices out of fear of not being liked, of not being loved, of being abandoned. And for me, this is also related to work I've been doing on balancing masculine and feminine, and that's clear to me as well, but that's another topic, so I'll share more about that next time. So that is how I really got clear on, you know, I can't be a victim and truly believe that the universe is a beneficent place and everything that's happening is for my benefit. And so if I'm making choices based on fear, then I'm not living that belief. And so that really helped me a lot with getting clear on that. And I had another experience last week that really... What's the word I want? I don't know, reinforced it, I guess, for me with the body work person that I work with. And I'll share that piece in just a minute. But first I want to check in and ask Benny, do we have anybody on the line? Benny, are you there? Okay, maybe he stepped out for a minute, or he's probably talking on the phone with a caller. Anyway, so what happened with my body talk worker, Pavitra, is that in the course of our session, frequently she asks me, what do you want to give yourself permission for? And in talking through it with her, what I needed to give myself permission for was to exist. Because what I've been doing by choosing what other people want over what I want is not allowing that essence of myself, my soul, to really express itself, to really exist, and that resonated for me so much. And once I really got that, I went, okay, you know, I'm not going to be a victim anymore, because this is the consequence, is that I really don't allow myself to exist. I'm invisible. I don't exist. And what I loved is that on the way home, when I was driving, the universe was supporting me because I heard two songs in a row that totally reinforced and helped me remember this thing about existing and my right to exist, my right to be who I am. And the first one I heard was a song back from the 70s called Hold Your Head Up by Argent. And part of the lyrics go, and if they stare, just let them burn their eyes on you moving. And if they shout, don't let them change a thing that you're doing. And that was part of what I really needed to hear and remember, is that other people's reactions outside of me should not change what I know is right. And the other song that came on right after that was Tom Petty, Stand Your Ground. And some, I'm sure many of you have heard this song, and it, part of it goes, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. I know what's right. I've got just one life in a world that keeps on pushing me around, but I'll stand my ground and I won't back down. And I really thought, really? Those two songs back to back, that can't be a coincidence. That was for me. That was the universe giving me support, saying, hey, you're not alone. People have written songs about this. You aren't the only one who has to remember to stand your ground. You're not the only one who has to remember to hold your head up and let people say or do whatever they're going to do and not let it affect what you choose to do. So, with that, we are going to get ready to take another break, but I do want to remind you that the phone lines are open at 800-930-2819 for your calls for intuitive coaching, and you will get a free session, a free 30-minute session offline with me if you call in and do on-the-air coaching. The other thing that I wanted to share a little bit with you about is what my offline coaching is about. It's really focused very much on helping people find their life purpose, and then once they know what that is, using that purpose to really help you sort out the rest of your life. Because once we really understand what it is that we individually are here to bring to the world, then working through some of our issues can really be a whole lot easier. And if you think that that's something that you might need help with, either from a career perspective or in your personal life, I do offer a free 15-minute consultation, and you can sign up for that. You can schedule it directly online at thelauralongleyshow.com in the banner up in the right-hand, top right-hand part of the page. You'll see need help figuring out your purpose or something like that. And if you click on that, you can schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, hopefully we'll have some callers that we can talk to. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but
tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Orenum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Orenum.com. That's Oranum.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
We are back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about, instead of being paranoid, being pronoid, which means instead of thinking they're out to get me, thinking they're out to support me. And we're going to talk some more about that later in the show, but we do have a caller. Diane?
Hello.
Show. Hi, how are you?
Oh, this is Diane.
Hi, Diane. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So before we get to your question, what's one thing in your life that you're grateful for?
Oh, my family.
Yes, that's a good one. So what can I help you with?
Well, I'll tell you, my whole family is in crisis right now. We're all going through probably the worst stress we've ever had, but I have one daughter battling cancer, and of course that means the whole family is battling with her. And another daughter who is, life has become very stressful. And she and I have talked a number of times about her finding someone to discuss it with would help her go in another direction. So I know it's with permission that I'm calling you today on her behalf.
Okay.
And that she would be the one that would benefit most at this point from a consultation with you.
Oh, okay. So you're going to give your free consult to her.
Absolutely.
Okay. So as long as we're on the phone here, what would be helpful to you in terms of support during a time that obviously is difficult for you with two daughters going through difficult times?
I'm going through something as well, and it just seems like it's just all come. I'm 76. My daughters are 56 or 53. And there's just so many things going on all at once. It's kind of overwhelming for us. But my daughter, of course, is in treatment for cancer, and I'm supporting her financially in her alternative care as well, which is what I embrace.
Uh-huh.
And so I feel like I'm doing as much as I can there. And then my youngest daughter has a very, very, very demanding job it's gotten bigger. She adopted a child 5 years ago, and instead of her job getting less so she has more family time, it's become bigger, and she really doesn't know which direction to go. So that's why I have listened to you many times and thought that you would probably be a great person for her to consult with.
Well, so I want to talk about you, Diane, because I think part of the benefit of all this stuff and stress going on around you, and it is difficult when things are hard for people that we love.
Right.
But there's also the piece that looking at for yourself how to be able to love them and separate, I mean, love them and support them and do what you can for them and separate it from, trying to think of how to say this. I mean, I'm a parent, so I mean, I get that when it's your child, even though they're an adult child, that there is something, you know, even more than just someone else that we might love. And I think for your own stress management, that you need to be able to find ways to say, I'm doing everything I can do. And being able to be in a place of trust and faith that whatever is unfolding is for their benefit as well as for your benefit. And this is kind of keeping with the theme of today's show, because I know that, you know, no one wants to have cancer and no one wants to have to go through that. And yet I personally believe that there is something to be learned there or something to be gained there, and that's why it showed up in life. And that's not to say
I don't question that. That's my belief system as well.
Okay,
but
good.
It's difficult with his child, I guess.
Well, and it is, you know, I mean, it's, and that's not to discount that it is stressful and it's hard and it's sad and we grieve. And if we can also look at that side of it. And, you know, I would say for each of your daughters in whatever each of their situations are, if you can help them to do the same, then that would be of great value to all three of you.
Yeah, well, I think you're right in that. My oldest daughter, the one that's battling cancer, was my wild child, and she and I have always had it's been she was a difficult child growing up, and I love and adore her, and she's a remarkable, wonderful woman, but there's still that residual resentment from her towards me.
Yes.
And I really walk on eggshells around her because I want to keep things as calm and open as possible without her feeling her teenage resentment all over again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she has a love-hate relationship with me, I think, and that's a constant source of heartbreak to me. But I had something similar with my mother, and I understand it, and I try not to, quote, take it personally. It just is what
right.
It is with and daughters. But with what she's going through, I was a single parent, and I worked very hard to raise them and care for them as well as if they had their father there. And I guess I still feel that sense of responsibility and that I need to do more. And if I can do more, it can solve these things.
So when you hear yourself say that, do you really believe that you have the power to resolve it and make it better?
Well, I keep reaching for a solution somehow, emotionally and spiritually and financially. And I'm 76 and I still work full time. One of the reasons is because my daughter's been going through this for over 3 years, and and I need to work to help her. And the while I know she appreciates my help, she doesn't say that, but I know she does. And but she, I think at the same time, she resents that I'm the one that she that is giving her that kind of help when she'd rather it not be at all. I don't know.
So what I was getting to was that you've been working for, I mean, she's 56, is that old? You've been working for a very long time to try and make that relationship right, and it hasn't happened, right? You can only do your part. She has to be willing to let go of the resentment. And I would hope that, you know, over the course of 40 years that you've come to understand that it doesn't really make any difference what you do or don't do at this point. It's now hers to resolve.
You're right. I understand. I understand just making it, you know, backing away from it is what I have found difficult, I guess. It seems like something always comes up where she really needs me. And I really see the plate, but she resents it at the same time. So, but you're absolutely right. That's the common sense way to look at it.
Right. And, you know, and I'm not suggesting that you, I'm not saying that the answer is you quit helping her, but it's the having the perspective of you're helping her because you love her and you know she needs it versus I'm helping her because I hope she'll see that I really love her.
Well, I don't expect to turn her attitude around. I would I don't expect that. I don't expect a 180 from her, but I would like, I text her every day because she lives and I text her every day. Just, I'm thinking about you, honey, and hope the world is gentle with you today. And she rarely answers. Well, I know that she's feeling really crummy some days and she doesn't want to answer anybody, but just a little, I'm just looking for a little courtesy and connection, I guess.
And I will say to you, and I said this on the show fairly recently, so you might have heard me say it, what my therapist said to me 10 or plus years ago about my ex-husband, you keep expecting her to be a different person. And so you want the common courtesy from her, but you've never gotten it. So why would you?
Yeah.
And so that's why you have to really just do it without regard to what her reaction is going to be. It has to just be, this is what I want to do, without any consideration of how she will react.
Yeah, you're absolutely
right. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I absolutely understand. I'm hand in hand with the universe on a 24/7 basis, so I understand exactly what you're saying. It's just letting go from my earthly mother standpoint, learning to let go and accept it.
Yes, and as a mother, and as a mother who is struggling with still teenage son, but with very similar issues that hasn't been going on for as long as yours. But so I do get it. I totally get it, and I get that it's very, very difficult to do. And I think that it's the only way that anything ever changes is that we have to do something different than what we've been doing.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and it's very difficult at the same time. So I get that. So Diane, thank you so much for your call. And we're going to get ready to go to a break here. But so I'll be sending you an email, or whatever information you gave Benny, I'll be sending an email about the free session. And then I'll either connect with you or your daughter that way. And I appreciate your call. And I certainly wish the best for you and your family, and just getting through a difficult time with as much grace and ease as possible.
Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate your time as well.
Well, thank you. Well, we're going to take a quick break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. And when we come back, we'll take more callers. The lines are open at 800-930-2819 if you want to call in for a little bit of on-air coaching. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk. Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Are you ready for all the abundance you can imagine? Lynn Brown's Abundance Through Energy workshop on August 8th will bridge the perceived gap between the material world of money and the world of energy. You will experience live readings about abundance, get to play with and see energy for yourself, and enjoy sample healing from local wellness professionals. You will literally walk away with tools you can use in both the energetic and material world when it comes to money. Register now at ruintuit.com or call 844-BINTOIT.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we've been talking about how to go from feeling like they're out to get me to feeling like they're out to support me. And we'll talk more about that as the show goes on, but we do have a caller. Benny, who do we have?
Yeah, we'll take Vicki calling in from Seattle. Vicki, welcome to the show.
Hi,
thank
Vicki,
you.
How are you?
Well, thank you.
Good. So, as I always start with, what is something you're grateful for?
The ongoing wisdom that keeps giving me more insight.
Yay. Very good. So I kind of heard a little tongue in cheek maybe about the opportunity to keep learning lessons.
Oh, absolutely. That's what the call is about.
Okay. Well, tell me what I can do for you.
Well, you know, like the previous caller talked about and what you've been talking about is I really understand that what shows up is no accident, that
right.
It's there for, revealing things that need to be cleared or greater understandings. And
yeah.
an ongoing challenge has been one of remembering forgiveness. And basing the fact that there's nothing to forgive because, you know, you don't forgive the gifts that are delivered to provide you with the lessons. Nevertheless, this what is behind a lot of this needing to forgive is going around and judgment. I mean, I have a sharp mind. I have a lot of critical thinking, and it's based in not only my basic makeup, but it's also demanded in my job. And so it's reinforced a lot that I'm, you know, I go around making assessments all the time, and they also seem to quickly go into judgment, mm-hmm. and it's so inappropriate, and it's so not in alignment with understanding that the gift is just more information. And so then you have to understand that, it, you know, what's required is forgive yourself for having done this.
Right.
And then that it seems to be an ongoing theme.
Well, I have to tell you that I can totally relate to that. It's been one of my ongoing themes as well. Tons of judgment. And, you know, really, if people are honest, I would believe that most of us have this going on for ourselves. And so is it mainly that you're getting stuck in beating yourself up when you find yourself judging?
No, I don't think I mean, it doesn't, I don't go to beating myself up. I go to kind of sorrow that that I resort to that.
So here is my suggestion, two things. Number one, really set an intention of noticing, you know, whenever you're judging. And, I mean, it sounds like you're pretty aware, but really set an intention to notice so that since you're really focused on it, you'll start to notice sooner and sooner and sooner what's going on before it really gets, you know, on its track and runs away. And so that'll help kind of derail it so that it doesn't get so big. And one of the things that I do is that when I notice that I'm judging, I just say, none of my business. That's not my business. And mm-hmm. just try and let it go, which, you know, is easier said than done. But again, it's practice, right? And mm-hmm. so then the second thing is that when you do find yourself not beating yourself up, but feeling sad that that's where you went, you know, I have a couple of things there. I mean, one, I would have some curiosity around why you feel so sad about that. And,
well, you know it's the care. It's because what's underneath that? I mean, yes, you go, you know, you have critical thinking, then you go to judgment, then you go, mm-hmm. oh, you know, that's inappropriate and it doesn't serve anybody and this is my stuff. Then you have to go down to why, what is it that, how, what's my perspective? What's my view of myself that I feel a need to not be more compassionate? I mean, there's something behind this judgment of unworthiness or something mm-hmm. at the core
right.
that makes me want to. It's like a striking out to be in judgment, right? It's like, mm-hmm. you know, dumping on somebody else instead of owning what your issue is.
Mm-hmm. So I think that perhaps by, you know, doing the first part of just really setting an intention to become hyper aware of whenever you're doing it,
mm-hmm.
that in itself is going to help you reduce it. And I think that, you know, we all have that unworthy thing going on. And mm-hmm. maybe just saying, you know what, this is part of the human condition. This isn't about something with me that needs to be fixed. This is just part of being human, and that I can manage it, but it's never going to go completely away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So so that's having compassion for yourself. Starting with having compassion for yourself then leads to having compassion, more compassion for others.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why when I said that, you know, first you forgive the others, then you realize there's nothing to forgive them for, but you need to forgive yourself for having this inclination to do this. And then, and that is like saying, where are you going to be in acceptance of yourself as opposed to being critical?
And, you know, on that note, I'm sorry, we do have to wrap up because we're coming to the end of the show here, but I hope at least you got some helpful information.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate your walking me through this.
Yeah, and thank you for your call, Vicki. I appreciate it very much. All right. Well, as I said, time has run away from us like it frequently does, and we're going to have to wrap up the show. But I do want to remind you that you can go to the website, thelauralongleyshow.com, and sign up to get a free consultation up in the right-hand corner of the banner. Click on that, and you can schedule it right online. And I want to remind you that doing a gratitude practice is the fastest way to happiness. And I would encourage you to put together a gratitude practice that you do each and every day. And this can just be writing down three things at bedtime that you're happy about, grateful for. So give that a shot and see how that shifts your happiness. I want to thank all of the callers who were brave enough to call in and ask for some guidance. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Had a wonderful time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
How do you feel when you hear the word retirement? What does that mean? Good question. You are unique, and you deserve an individual plan to help you achieve your definition of retirement. Jeff Packman, financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial, invites you to attend a special evening to learn about how to more confidently make informed choices. Call Packman Brown and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington, at 425-372-4813 today for a formal invitation to the September 16th seminar. Hors d'oeuvres, refreshments, and parking will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at Andrew Tweet Geo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.